he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Momba Tailash. The headlines: 180 Lufwanyama families receive relief food. Government confirms Nkana water safe for consumption. In international headlines, 5 Al Jazeera journalists killed in Israeli strike in Gaza. And in sports, Zesco United lift Charity Shield after beating Power Dynamos. And now the news in detail. 180 families in Lufwanyama district and the Copperbelt province have received relief food through the Earthworks and Green Grants project. The project distributed 25 kg bags of mealie-meal, 2 litres of cooking oil, 2 kg of salt, and medals of beans and kapenta to each beneficiary. The Earthworks and Green Grants project is being implemented by the Centre for Environment Justice, CEJ, in partnership with Foodpreneur Zambia and Care for Nature. Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, Executive Director Maggie Mapalomwape explains that the CEJ had asked the community what kind of assistance they required, and the items distributed were based on those suggestions.
Panopo tuikele, paliama communities yanga, yatatu, paliva mkumbo, kapata, and kankonde. So muli yoncha yama community walive puishe wa chiloro kwe vati. Ama village inga mwalokisa wino wino, nangula amayanda muli imbi muli community. Kutia sangwa nangu yanga, wala ndilatu kwena maximum kutu watila limbi 30 to 50. Tuatirio kwe vati. Nga kutu mwatu wafuili shako, pama ya ndaya li 30. Mwalale shapama criteria yanga, ayali 4 yanayo netukonka muli social cash transfer abantu abachikalamba abakalamba nangula bali abantu abakwe batlimbi balile manako nangula bali abana abano nwabalesunga abana banabo nangula bali abamayo abakwe batlimbi balifuilwa bali nabana nangula shani labashtata abalemo neko kwe bat balefwaye kwako ubwafuilisho.
Meanwhile, Program Coordinator Daliso Mvula states that the Earthworks and Green Grants project was shaped by community input.
Palisefe ndefo kumirombe ni kwa wati uluba isawa pofweni nangawa tiwapele ni support kwa wati ye mirimoe bakuleta muno mchalo iwe ni iyo ikabo nekoko wati yabane kubomba wino kunoku mkumbo ama projects ya aba isa na yaba nishire foko wati tukasa nganoko wati Afrika eri ya siro kubomba utuwa mikete kere ni echitwa wele kwa chivatange ba wali loku isa kuisa kunoin hii program kabili nje foko la miroko wati ni iyo iwa li uluba wika mwone wati nkamone mwoko ne marain.
And Lufwanyama District Commissioner Justin Mwalikwa has urged residents to support CEJ's efforts and not allow the program fail.
Palisefe ndefo kumirombe ni kwa wati uluba isawa pofweni nangawa tiwapele ni support kwa wati ye mirimoe bakuleta muno mchalo iwe ni iyo ikabo nekoko wati yabane kubomba wino kunoku mkumbo ama projects ya aba isa na yaba nishire foko wati tukasa nganoko wati Afrika eri ya siro kubomba utuwa mikete kere ni echitwa wele kwa chivatange ba wali loku isa kuisa kunoin hii program kabili ndefoku la miroko wati ni iyo iwa li uluba wika mwono ne bachi nkamone ne maboko ne marain bali foko bona hii programu ya isana na papata aikono ko bachi tafiro tukesa pano yeso faka waruko bakali kumewe nuku chitefu mukachite.
And Chief Lupuma of the Lamba people, through his representative Mr. Chomba, encouraged residents to share their challenges and work with CEJ for long-term development. The Democratic Union, DU, says it remains committed to supporting initiatives that improve the well-being of citizens. Speaking at a workshop on mental health in Lusaka, Democratic Union, DU President Akim Anthony Njovu says economic hardships people are facing have contributed to high stress levels. Mr. Njovu has stated that it is unfortunate that almost on a daily basis reports of suspected suicide are recorded in the country. He has since appealed to the young people to take charge of affairs that affect them, take up leadership roles, and be part of the solution.
So as young people, I just want to urge you to take up leadership roles so that you can support the communities in changing this issue that we are talking about, which is mental health. It's very unfortunate most of the time when you go talk about institutions like Chinama, there's a stigma. And sometimes it's just seeking help. It's also a stigma. People will laugh at you for seeking help that you are losing it. So we urge us men to be very courageous and urge you women to support us. I think this burden is more with us, the men are the ones who are stressed because we have to take care of the family. So this support is our moon to become Libambiri Manini.
Meanwhile, Munali constituency parliamentary hopeful Crispin Chinda has called for the need to take mental health seriously.
First, the theme itself, mental health, is something that is very big in our community. Me, I interact a lot with the people in the community, and I've seen the effects of mental health. I'm coming from a funeral right now, from Barrio, right now. A parent, a father, an uncle, just took doom 2 days ago. And that's a suicide, and it's something to do with mental health.
Now, economist Kelvin Sanga says Zambia's economic growth and job creation potential continue to be undermined by the persistent export of raw materials from Zambia's primary resource factories and the heavy importation of finished goods which are value added. Mr. Sanga says every time Zambia extracts and processes resources, the country is effectively exporting jobs, skills and industrial opportunities to create for other countries who will add value. He says likewise, every time Zambia imports fully finished products, the country is importing poverty, widening the trade deficit and weakening further the local industries. The economist says to break the cycle, Zambia must prioritize value addition, invest in local manufacturing and strengthen the country's capacity to process and finish its own goods. Government, in collaboration with Inkana Water Supply and Sanitation, has confirmed that Kitwe's water is safe to drink. Speaking in a statement, Ministry of Information and Media Director spokesperson Henry Kapata says following the 28th February 2025 Sinometa's mine dam wall collapse, the Ulangalilo and Nkana East plants were shut down as precautionary measure. Mr. Kapata says after conducting independent tests that cleared the water, both plants are now operational. He says to further demonstrate the safety of the water supply, Information and Media Permanent Secretary Tabo Kawana drank from a customer's tap in Wuchi Township. The director says the visible confirmation underscores the government's assurance that Kitwe's water supply meets the required safety standards.
Government, working closely with Inkana Water Supply and Sanitation Company, has confirmed that water being supplied to residents of Kitwe is safe to drink and meet both World Health Organization, WHO, and the Zambia Bureau of Standards, SAPS, quality parameters. This follows an intensive multi-day emergency operation to secure the city's water system after a contamination threat was detected on February 18. 2025, an alert was received regarding a collapsed dam wall at Sinometal Mine. This raised the risk of contamination material entering the Kafia River, the main water source for Kitwe. In response, the Nkana Water activated its emergency response plan, initiating hourly sampling of raw water intake to closely monitor.
The Ministry of Education has officially flagged off and opened the 2025 Junior Engineers, Technician and Specialist, JETS and Tertiary Engineers under the theme Promoting Innovation, Engineering and Entrepreneurship, Accelerating STEM Growth and Competence Development. Speaking at the launch, Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary Educational Services Kelvin Mambwe says the JETS program is not just an annual competition.